The last of these practices for living that true and beautiful Buddha nature is the practice of equanimity, that innate and natural balance of heart and mind that can allow us to be at peace in the midst of all things. So for equanimity practice, let yourself sit in a comfortable posture with your eyes closed. Bring a soft attention to your breath and body until you find a quieting of the breath and the body and the mind. And then begin by reflecting on the benefits of a mind that is peaceful, that has balance and equanimity. Sense what a gift it is to bring a peaceful heart to this world. And let yourself feel an inner sense of balance and ease. And then, in the same way that the heart's intention in loving kindness is given voice through simple phrases, you can begin to repeat such simple phrases as, "May I be balanced and at peace. May I be peaceful. May my heart be at rest and balanced in the midst of all things." You can acknowledge that all created things arise and pass away, joys and sorrows, pleasant events, people, buildings, animals, nations, whole civilizations. Let yourself rest at peace in the midst of the changing world. May I learn to see the arising and passing of all nature with equanimity and balance. May I be open, balanced, and peaceful. And feeling this peace, acknowledge as well that all beings are heirs to their own karma. Their lives arise and pass according to their deeds and the conditions created by them. May I bring compassion and equanimity to the events of the world. May I find balance and peace. The happiness and suffering of others depends on their actions and not my wishes for them. I can hold them in a compassionate heart and act as best I can. But their happiness and suffering depends on their actions and deeds. May I rest in equanimity and the great natural balance of heart. May I be peaceful.